Welcome to the January and February edition of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This is a special issue on the topic of sound field control, with guest editors Jungwoo Choi and Russell Mason. As the editors say in their introduction, sound field control involves active management of audio across an area or a space. Increasingly advanced signal processing, together with the availability of an increasing number of sound sources and receivers, is allowing engineers to achieve ever more accurate control of sound fields, which has opened up a host of potential applications. These include physically optimized recreation of sound fields, simulation of physical and perceptual effects, suppression of acoustical artifacts in the listening environment, active control of noise, and the creation of independent zones of sound in listening spaces. Sound field control can be used in aircraft interiors, automotive audio, mobile devices, consumer entertainment systems, and public venues. There are many challenges to overcome with sound field control, from selection of optimum methods through the limitations of practical arrangements of loudspeakers and microphones for a given application, the effect of the listener and the non-anechoic environment on the sound field, to the perception of the listener and any potential artifacts from the signal processing employed. There are 7 research papers and 2 engineering reports on the subject, and again we turn to our guest editors to explain what they show. The trends reflected in these papers, they say, indicate that with ever more advanced signal processing and access to an increasing number of loudspeakers, it is possible to recreate or synthesize ever more complex sound fields. However, the criteria for success are still likely to be dependent upon the application, and it is still prohibitively difficult to achieve complete accuracy for all physical parameters across the whole audio frequency range, especially when a listener is present. Hence, it is still important to consider the perceived effect and to subjectively evaluate any artifacts that may result from physical imperfections. It is also through the combination of perception and signal processing that practical solutions can be developed. This month, we also publish a technology trends report from the AES Technical Council. As the chairs explain in their introduction, one of the functions of the Technical Council and its committees is to track new, important research and technology trends in audio and report them to the Board of Governors and the Society's membership. This information helps the governing bodies of the AES to focus on items of high priority. Supplying this information puts our technical expertise to a greater use for the Society. This report will therefore be useful to anyone needing to keep abreast of the most pressing and relevant issues in fast-developing areas of audio technology, among them being audio coding, telecommunications, hearing loss, and high-resolution audio. Moving to our feature article this month, it's clear that broadcasting is as much about the use of data networks as it is about using the airwaves these days. Streaming technology and the internet are used both for delivering contributions from the field to broadcasting houses and for transmitting finished content to the listener. 2 workshops held during the 137th convention in Los Angeles as part of the broadcasting and streaming media track dealt with these topics, and Francis Rumsey neatly summarizes the issues in this feature. In July 2015, for the first time in over 25 years, the Audio Engineering Society will host an international conference dedicated to sound reinforcement to be held in Montreal. It will bring together master practitioners, developers, users, and scientists to share their knowledge, know-how, and working methods in the art and science of sound reinforcement, control, and distribution. The conference will focus on the latest developments and emerging trends in sound reinforcement and their applications to live performance. The goals of this 3-day event are to establish a higher standard for sound reinforcement and to promote education, exploration, and innovation under the leadership of the best practitioners and technology developers in the field. The call for contributions is now live on our website at aes.org and is also published in this month's issue in the journal. There's also a call for contributions to the 139th convention, the biggest international audio meeting of the year, taking place in New York in the fall. Papers chairs Brett Leonard and Braxton Boren will be eagerly waiting for your proposals, so make sure to have a reason to join your colleagues at the Javits Center in late October. The 60th AES International Conference will be held in Leuven, Belgium, from February 3rd to the 5th, 2016. The conference will focus on dereverberation and reverberation of audio, music, and speech, or dreams, and aims to bring together and provide a forum for researchers working on the modeling, control, removal, and synthesis of acoustic reverberation. The interdisciplinary nature of the topic will cover disciplines such as room acoustics, psychoacoustics, and signal processing. The call for contributions to this event is also published in the current volume, another good reason to delve deeply into the January and February issue of the Journal of the Audio Engineering Society. You'll find all this, plus the regular news about recent product releases and AES section meetings around the world, available for download today in the latest edition of the AES Journal at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.